We're going to bring down Romeo Flens, who are playing tomorrow night at Smalls, and bring up Mr. White and Blue Pontiac in the studios.
That's right. We're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right now, and we have Blue Pontiac here in our studio with us. Hey, guys and gals, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, we are.
We're here.
They're here, and they're raring to go. And I'll see, Alan, is everything good over there?
Yeah.
Okay, our engineer, Alan Cantino, says you're ready to go. What are you going to start off with today?
Our first tune is called Never in the Mood. It's off our upcoming record.
And it's
available now on our website as a downloadable single.
For free.
Whoa. Oh, now that was real nice. In fact, it's not what you'd call your average rock and roll band. would one of you like to introduce your band members?
Sure. My name is Roz Hardigan. I'm the lead vocalist and the bass player. And Graham Cassano is also here, and he's a real multi-instrumentalist. He's playing his steel guitar at the moment, which is a resonator guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He also plays dulcimer and washboard. And Mike Kenyon is our country cello player, who also plays ukulele.
Is that different than the city cello?
Chittle. Chittle is how we think of it.
Okay.
And we also have our guest today, our special guest vocalist, Baya Cassano.
All right. Well, hey, it sounds like an interesting band today, so... Oh, you never know what you're going to find on the Motor Live Drive at 5. In fact, you mentioned you've got that song was available for a free download. Where was that available at?
If you go to our website, bluepontiacmusic.com, you can access our Bandcamp store through there. And that song and plus one of our other songs from the new record is available for free download.
All right. Is that going to be for a limited time only or...
No, probably not. In fact, we're releasing our vinyl record on July 20th, and we're going to release the entire record digitally for free at the same time. Or maybe, I think, a couple weeks after. So we want our music to get out there. We're not trying to make a lot of money off this.
It's going to be one of those things, if you happen to make a lot of money. Yeah. That's always nice. You can get a little bit if you try. But they can, you know, it's being released on a vinyl record as well, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Archer Record is pressing it. In fact, we're just waiting for the phone call any day now. We're going to get our first pressing of the record, and our release date is July 20th, because that's the date we could get all the bands we wanted to play with together. We're playing with a bunch of great Detroit and Michigan bands. We're playing with the Adres, who are originally from Dearborn.
Yeah.
With Flatland Star, which is a Detroit-based band, with Alejandro Leary, one of our favorite singer-songwriters, and with a singer-songwriter named Dan Kennedy. Did I forget anyone?
No.
So it's going to be a wonderful show, and that's at the New Dodge Lounge on
July 20th. Friday, July 20th.
Friday,
yeah. Oh, that's always a fun place to be, too. So, all right. Well, hey, can we get some more music?
Sure. This is a song that's I wrote after watching one too many Robert Mitchum movies.
Hate is on the right, they were tattooed on his hands. God's love is great, they made him a man. God's love is great, they made him a man. Back in Carson City, they still talk about that night. Some remember what he said, all your pretty words will go unspoken when you're dead. All your pretty words will go unspoken when you're dead. Love is on the left, hate is on the right. They were tattooed on his hands. God's love is great, he made him a man. God's love is great, he made him a man. Something wasn't right, he was stumbling around. Never knew what missing was till he put her in the ground. Never knew what missing was till he put her in the ground. Love is on the left, hate is on the right. They were tattooed on his hands. God's love is great, he made him a man. God's love is great, he made him a man.
Love on the left. Well, yeah. And what was on the right?
Well, in the song, it's hate.
Those Southern preachers, what can we say?
That's right.
Now, you said it's too many Robert Mitchum movies. Well,
that's right.
Now, Robert did write the music for Thunder Road as well. So.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. That's a great movie, too.
So,
that's a great movie.
But we're all about the Blue Pontiac. Now, where did the name Blue Pontiac come from?
Well, we're all from Pontiac, so that's where the Pontiac
no
part
more.
Comes from. And we write a lot of sad songs, so, you know, it's Blue Pontiac.
So it's not about a car.
Nope.
No.
It's about the city.
All right. You never can tell sometimes. So in fact, you've got some big shows coming up, don't you?
We have the next show we have coming up is at the U Detroit Media Cafe in Detroit. It's on Randall Street, I believe.
Randolph.
And
yeah.
That's Saturday, June 9th from 7 to 9. We're playing on Detroit's Fix.
Hmm. Sorry. All right. That's always interesting because it streams live on the internet.
Yep.
So you can tell all your friends to watch it.
Yep.
Or they can crowd down into the little bar there. And it looks much bigger on the internet.
Interesting.
So
this is the title track from our new record. This is called Gone. And I just want to mention something about the record. The record is, this is our third record, and it's definitely the best. It's not only the best, I mean, it's really I hate to say this, but it's a really good record. And a part of that is because of all the friends who came and played on it at our little studio in Pontiac, Michigan. We have Stacy Phillips, who's a great fiddle player. We have Jesse Hameen, who was our mentor in jazz back in New Haven and used to play with Lou Donaldson and Ruth Brown. And we have Alejandro Leary, Dan Kennedy, Mary Cotter, and Joe Nabosny from the Adres and from Mary Cotter. So it's a really, it was a really exciting record to make, and I think it turned out well. So I hope you'll give it a spin sometime.
All right, and you're switching out your instruments again, Graham.
Yeah.
Now, what are you playing today?
Now, this is a washboard.
All right.
This is I took with Mr. Hameen, the drummer on our record. I studied drums with him for a few years, and this is all I have left of it.
Well, you're definitely a real stripped down band, and our cello player has switched over to ukulele.
Yep.
That's right. So, that's right.
A versatile young band.
That was a song, Gone?
Yes, that was called Gone. That's the title track from our new record.
I was reading on your website the kind of the philosophy of Gone and what is Gone and, yeah, the description of it. It was an interesting read.
Yeah. Thanks.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you'd said there?
Well, the name Gone, of course, comes from the great rockabilly expression, you know, when somebody's gone, you know, Elvis in 1955, he was gone. He was really gone, but now he's just gone. Wanda Jackson in 1955, she was gone, and today she's still really gone. I mean, that new record with Jack White was amazing. So gone means everything. And last year, the last 2 years have been very eventful for us. A lot of emotionally powerful things, and it got me thinking about loss and what it means to be gone. And I think most of these songs come out of that. Part of the reason they're sad songs but upbeat is because we wanted them to be gone in every sense.
Thank you.
Well, you guys are real gone. But, we don't. Yeah.
Thank you.
But we want some more before you're gone.
This is from our first record, Welcome to the Great Recession. One of the few songs we've preserved from that record, and it's called The Sink.
Interesting band.
Yeah. and you've got some other live shows coming up. You're going to be at the Ferndale Food Truck Rally.
That's right, at the Rust Belt?
That's at the Rust Belt Market. Yeah, they have all the food trucks from around Detroit come to Ferndale on the third Thursday of each month. They just started this a couple months ago. And they all line up in the alley behind the Rust Belt Market. And people come and just have dinner. And the Rust Belt Market opens up for the evening. And they have live music, and it's going to be fun.
All right, so that'll be a nice little thing. It's a cool little place to wander around.
Yeah. It really is a nice little place with a lot of different little shops.
And a band like yours will fit right in there. And I'm saying that in a nice way.
Well, we still haven't found the place we'll fit right in.
That's because you're real gone, Daddy-O.
I ran into you when you were playing the PJ, the first anniversary
right.
of the Sunday.
The acoustic dinner series, yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I saw you there at that party, and I was blown away. I was really
thank
enjoyed
you.
Your show.
Thank you. That's very kind.
It's a really fun series and collection of artists they have playing that series, I think.
Yeah, and so I don't see on your schedule that you're playing there anytime soon, but.
Well, we actually just played there a couple weeks ago. It was part of we sort of set up this little spring tour in preparation for putting out the record.
Well, it was meant to be in support of the record.
It was meant to be in support of the record, but then the record took a lot longer than we imagined. So so that was sort of the kickoff of our spring tour when we played there a couple weeks ago.
And you're going to have your CD release party again at
The New Dodge Lounge on Friday, July 20th.
All right. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Blue Pontiac?
To go to our website and sign up for our mailing list or contact us through the website, which is bluepontiacmusic.com. And we also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/bluepontiacmusic.
All right, and we have a MySpace page, but don't go there.
MySpace?
It's a good place to post music. I still look for them. Well, it's a pleasure having you today. You've got a wide variety of music, and people have been changing around. We got another new setup here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to put on your guitar.
We need one more instrument change.
Okay.
Graham's going to switch over to one of his other instruments, which is a chromatic dulcimer. This was hand-built for him by this fantastic, wonderful luthier who lives in Louisiana, and he tries to price all of his instruments so that they're affordable, and he also uses only sustainable wood. Hmm. But his instruments, his name is Rick Felkel, and
Ellery Guitars.
His instruments are just wonderful. They have a really warm sound. And this is a chromatic dulcimer, which is different than Appalachian because it's chromatically fretted instead of harmonically fretted.
Diatonically
fretted, yeah.
So what's the song you're doing? Oh, okay. I guess we could say this, right? This song, we call it Blood on the Moon, which is actually the name of my favorite Robert Mitchum movie. truly it is, directed by Robert Wise. But this song has nothing to do with Robert Mitchum. But Roz gave it the subtitle "A Castration Waltz," which I think is probably more appropriate.
Because every country band needs a country castration song.
Yes. Blue Pontiac right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 on WHFR, where we're making waves every single day. Oh, my. Now, you've got a show coming up at the U Detroit Cafe next week.
Yep, next Saturday. So, a week from this Saturday.
And it's people should come down and check out the band. It's a visual as well as aerial experience.
Well, no, don't want
to. Well, we're trying to figure out a way to orchestrate the visual experience on the air, but I just can't think of a way to do it.
It was a chromatic. What was it again?
Well, it's an Appalachian dulcimer. It's a typical Appalachian dulcimer, except he's fretted it chromatically like a guitar. Most Appalachian dulcimers would only have the notes. For instance, if it's in C, C, D, E, G, A. This has C, C sharp, D, E flat, E, F, F sharp, you know, et cetera.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Thanks a lot.
It's got a great sound, and it's a beautiful instrument.
Now, it also has twin humbucker pickups, so gives it a little rockabilly edge, too.
Ooh, got to get that edge.
Yeah.
Because it's real gone, man.
We're listening to the Blue Pontiacs. I have searched and searched my mind. I used to have a coral Catalina, which we called the Pink Pontiac. The only Blue Pontiacs I can ever remember were police cars. I had a Chevy that was red, but I can't remember any Blue Pontiac I ever owned. But this came actually because you all are from the city of Pontiac. Mm-hmm. And your songs are kind of blue.
That's right.
Okay, but it's a great visual. It is as interesting as the band is, so enjoying this.
In fact, why don't you give us some more music?
Okay. And
this is the last song off our new record.
Right.
You would come, so I waited by the door. One way in no more, I'm going home. Don't answer when I call, you're not showing after all. One way in no more, I'm going home. Home, I'm going.
The two female vocals on that were really nice. They were so close, it almost sounded like you were double tracking the vocals.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it sounded really nice. But one question I had to ask from you, I know that you guys come from Pontiac, but where do these songs come from?
The songs all come from Graham, although Baya actually helped him a little bit on this next song, which is called Streets of Pontiac.
A little bit.
As they change out their instruments a little bit, they're always switching around. They're pulling out the washboard again, and I switched over to ukulele, and Roz has her guitar up, so everybody's changed.
And Roz has a great story about this song.
Uh-oh. So. Well, hey, we're looking forward to that.
Hold up, let Roz tell her story.
No?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So this song, when we first moved to Pontiac a few years ago, about 5 years ago, actually, we met a lot of wonderful people. We made a lot of friends. We really enjoyed Michigan. And shortly after we came here, the economy really went into a tailspin, especially in Pontiac, and especially in Detroit.
Yeah.
And it was but all over, you know, Michigan. And it was so painful to watch all of our new friends losing their jobs and their houses and everything they had worked their whole lives for. So this was kind of a song that just came out of some of that.
My daddy moved from Baltimore, left all my friends behind. Every day he worked his factory job, at night drink his wine. When he passed out, I'd sneak away to the streets of Pontiac. I still dream of Baltimore, we ain't going back. Daddy gave his life away to a big machine. A neighborhood it emptied out just like a movie scene. My friends are all out slinging death on the streets of Pontiac. I still dream of Baltimore, I ain't going back. From Maryland to Michigan, these wheels ain't rolling back. Out of work, out of luck on the streets of Pontiac. From Maryland to Michigan, these wheels ain't rolling back. Out of work, out of luck on the streets of Pontiac.
Pontiac, right here in Dearborn, Michigan. Now, I see on your itinerary, you've got a big tour coming up at the end of the month to Chicago.
Well, right. Yes, we are. We have a big show in Chicago that we're calling our Windy City One City Tour. but it's part of this broader tour to promote our new record. And actually, we're going to release the record early to people in Illinois. So if you come to that show, you can come get
an early copy
of the record. But the main reason we're going to be there is because Roz is going to be a coach at Chicago Girls Rock Camp, and Baya, Roz's daughter, is going to be a camper at Girls Rock Camp Chicago. Oh. So that's actually the main reason we're going to be there.
It's the tour. It's all about
it's
the
all
tour.
It's all about the tour. Yes.
Okay, as they finish changing out their instruments, he's pulling out his resonator guitar again. I believe, yes, he's got to get those resonators going.
Yep.
Got to get them wound up and whirring.
I went to your Facebook page, and they've got a great shot of a record being pressed.
I don't know if anyone has never been to Archard Record Pressing in Detroit. It's just this wonderful old record pressing plant where they still have sort of their original equipment. It's a tiny little place, but you go in and it's just stacked high with records, just boxes and boxes of records everywhere, and boxes of labels, and then these four different record machines.
And they're pressing.
And they're pressing. They're melting, cutting, and pressing the records. It's
and it makes
fantastic.
This noise. Yeah, tell them about the noise, Mom.
You tell them.
It's like, it's incredibly, it's like, you think of like hammer on anvil or something like that. It's it's very, it's loud and disconcerting, but it's actually not that unpleasant because it's just such an interesting sound.
So you can see a little shot of it. We took a video while we were there.
Ah.
So you can see a little shot of it on our Facebook page.
I'd never seen that machine before, so it was an interesting
look. Yeah, there's this cool wear where it drops the record down and it stamps it and then it cuts off the excess goo, which is at the edge of the record.
So is this, so it's Archer Record is the industrial
Archer Record plant? Pressing is the name of the plant in Detroit. It's on blanking what road it's on. But and they have, I mean, essentially no one makes vinyl record making machines anymore. So they have this original machinery that they're kind of attempting to keep alive as long as possible.
In fact, they're doing a great job with it. In fact, they're putting out a lot of vinyl.
They do.
And it's amazing the process that goes into making a vinyl record.
Yep. And Mike said he's been busy for the last 30 years. He's worked there his whole life. He owns
Mike,
the place.
Mike Archer.
Yeah. And he says they've never really, it's because they're a small operation, they've never really had a downturn since the advent of CDs. So.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting because our sound man has told you how good records sound. Yep. So all our audiophiles out there, be sure to pick up your blue Pontiac LP.
So it will be available as a CD and an LP?
No, we have some promo CDs for radio stations, but mainly it's a free digital download and an LP.
Ah.
And
there's no in between.
Okay, in fact, they dropped off one of their test pressings right here so we can play it here at WHFR.
Wow.
This is a song that we're really pleased with because we both knew Stacy Phillips for about 20 years before getting this chance to play with them. Stacy plays fiddle on the recorded version of the song. And Stacy came up during the Newgrass movement in the late 60s with Bela Fleck and people like that. And he plays, mainly he's a dobro player, a fantastic dobro player, but he plays a really jazzy fiddle song. And I wrote this song really with Stacy in mind, and it was very kind of him to play. So I'm sorry we won't have him here in the studio with us today, but I did hear you playing the song earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say I played it during my world show.
And if you go to our website, you can download it for free.
That's what I did.
And this song is called Sandman, and it's about somebody who loves somebody else who's slipping away.
Shattered every
right. Yeah.
Well, that's even more interesting when you explain what it's about. When I downloaded it and listened to it, I just thought it was somebody who you were not able to hold a relationship together with. But
isn't that the same thing?
Well, yeah,
like that too.
Very interesting. So the songwriting mostly is done by Graham?
Yes.
And then does he do the music as well, or the words, or
he writes the lyrics and the melodies, and then we work out an arrangement.
Yeah, the arrangements we do together. And that's always, I mean, a lot of what makes a song work or not is the arrangement. And I have to say that Mike and Roz, even though I come up with the raw material, Mike and Roz really bring it together. Especially Mike comes up with these great cello melodies, these counter melodies that really make a lot of the songs work.
That's right. And you don't find a cello very often in pop music. So
that's right.
So it's always nice to have those unique instrumentations.
Well, you know, we're a big fan of the Velvet. Well, I think Mike isn't, but Roz and I are a big fan of the Velvet Underground. And part of what we're trying to do is bring together Loretta Lynn and the Velvet Underground. That's kind of our aesthetic. So the cello is the Velvet Underground contribution.
Okay, so I'm sure you're going to get the heavy bass and the drums and sooner or later.
Well, you know, on my favorite song on the record is called Wanting, Having, Losing, and it was written with Buddy Holly in mind, but he was dead, so he couldn't sing it. So we asked Mary Cotter to sing it for us because she's got this great Mo Tucker Velvet Underground sensibility. And mm-hmm. Her voice is very much her own, but influenced by Mo Tucker from the Velvet Underground.
Kay.
And also by Buddy Holly. So she really pulls that song off and gives it a real Velvet's flavor, I think. It's my favorite song on the record, I think.
Ah, and can people find that on your website?
No, that's the only people in the world who have that besides Mary are you guys.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, Margaret will have to put that on.
It's the last song on the first side.
In fact, you're playing next week at the U-Detroit Cafe, so Margaret can play that during Motor to promote that show.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
What's the name of that song again?
Wanting, Having, Losing.
All right. Mark that down.
I will.
Right. But what are we going to get right now?
This is one of our gospel songs. This is called...
Or the anti-gospel song.
No, it's a gospel song. This is called Almost Judgment Day.
Lord calls out your name.
what you had to say. The road is full of heartaches and narrow is the way. We're all just passing through. I know that you won't stay. Got to keep on running, cause it's almost judgment day. It's almost judgment day. Yeah, it's almost judgment day.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Now, on your Facebook page, it describes you as Neo-Billy. Is that a term you guys came up with yourself?
We came up with, I think, I don't know. I haven't done a Google search. Actually, probably I do a Google search and there are 500 million uses of it. But
there's probably a band called the Neo-Billies.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find out, I'm trying to figure out the right name for what we do. Back when I started a long time ago, we would call this roots music, but that means something kind of different now. A lot of our friends call what they're doing Americana, but I don't like that name because it seems to freeze the form in stone and kill it, like a monument or something like that. So I was trying to figure out a kind of living name for what we do. And since we're so influenced by Western swing and hillbilly music and rockabilly, and yet also by the Velvet Underground and Graham Parsons and some other more contemporary things, we came up with this term Neo-Billy.
I think it works. I think it's a good term.
Thanks.
So we're changing out the instruments again?
That's the problem with open-tuned instruments. You have to change them a lot.
Got to have one for every key.
Don't get caught.
All right. This is a song called Waiting.
Dressed up all in red. Hell's not down below where we go when we're all dead. Satan's in a bottle, hell's in my head. Oh, Annie, do you remember? But she's lost behind a foggy wall. As the last chance walls they saw. Anyway, it's
those Neo-Billy rockers, the Blue Pontiac, right here on the Motor Live Drive We're coming up towards the end of our hour today. In fact, you want to remind people where they can come and see you live?
Yes, next weekend, that's Saturday, June 9th, we're playing a show at the U Detroit Media Cafe in Detroit. That show will be from 7 to 9, and it's free. No charge for that.
And it's also broadcast on the internet, so you can pick it up on your computer.
That's right. And
they're also archived, so you can tell your friends to check it out anytime.
Well, that's great, but that's not as good as real radio.
No, you got to get down and catch it live.
That's right.
Because, you got to get the feel, the whole experience of Blue Pontiac. Now, if they can't make it down next weekend, where else can they find you?
On June 21st, that's a Thursday evening, we'll be playing in Ferndale at the Ferndale Food Truck Rally, which is in the alley behind the Rust Belt Market.
But you can see all our dates if you just go to BluePontiacMusic.com and click on shows. We have the whole summertime tour that we're doing, so we're playing a lot of places.
Well, that's great. And you've got a new record coming out as well.
Yes, we have a new record coming out called Gone, which we're super proud of, and we've been working on for a pretty long time. It's coming out. We're anxiously awaiting the pressings back from Orchard Record Pressing, and we're going to have the release party at the New Dodge Lounge on July 20th with a bunch of really great Detroit and Michigan bands.
All right, but you're also hoping if people want to go and get an early copy of that,
they can
make a road trip.
If you want a road trip out to Chicago, we'll be playing at the Nothing Less Cafe, which is an intimate musical setting in Logan Square in Chicago. That's on June 30th. And we're going to have some pre-release copies of the record there.
All right. So you guys are getting around. In fact, you're even playing in Jackson.
That's right. Yeah. Jackson Coffee House.
We only do that so we can get on Bart Hawley's show, which is really a fun experience. So
live TV?
Live TV, yeah.
Ah. All right.
Going to Jackson.
Yep.
Going
That's
to
right.
Jackson. We refuse to do that song there, though.
Well, we got about, 4 or 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
So. Well, we have one more song we'd like to play, which is an old Carter Family song, if that's okay with you.
Yes, it is.
And, this is this was the number one song of 1935. They didn't keep records so well back then, but apparently, according to Variety of 1935, this was the most popular song of the year. And it seems to have come back in fashion. It's called No Depression.
Sorry, try that again.
Struggle, no shrouds, no coffins, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to that bright land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven. You'll find me there. Take it, mate.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For